Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Bet. The Mishnah is going to talk about somebody who has a field where he plants one item, and then some of that item gets ripened a little bit quicker than the second item, and he only harvests that item first, and he leaves the other item a little bit longer for it to fully ripen. Question becomes, is it considered to be one harvest in terms of Pe'ah or not? Does he have to leave Pe'ah from both times that he comes to take the produce from the field or not? Mishnah says, Hamen Amer et Sadehu. If somebody harvests his field in patches, Men Amer, a Namer is a leopard, writes the Bar Tenura. A leopard has spots. So he has a field that's patchy, that has spots. Vishier Kelahim Lahim. And what does he do? He leaves over the moist stalks. He leaves them over in the field, and only the dry ones he takes with him, which are ripened. Rabbi Akiva omer, noten pe'ah mikol ehad ve'ehad. Rabbi Akiva says he has to give pe'ah from each item. From each item. First he comes to take the ripened ones. He has to leave pe'ah when he finishes that harvest. And he comes back. For example, a week later, 2 weeks later, he has to now give pe'ah again from the items that he takes at that point. Because he considers them to be two different harvests. Two different times, two different harvests. V'achamim omnim, me'ehad alakol. Achamim say no. He gives one pe'ah for the entire field. He doesn't have to give in two locations. He could give from one part of the field for the entire field, even though they were harvested at two different times. Achamim would say it's one extended harvest. It's one item, and it's one extended harvest that took a few weeks or whatever it may be. I'm using that line of a few weeks just as an example. And the Mishnah continues, Modim Hachamim l'Rabbi Akiva. Hachamim agree to Rabbi Akiva that Pe'ah has to be left in each individual patch or location. Bezorea Shevet o Hardal Bishlosha Mekomot. Shunoten Pe'ah mikol ehad ve'ehad. Hachamim agree to Rabbi Akiva whenever you're talking about dill or mustard. Dill or mustard seed generally were not planted in an entire field. They were planted in a patchy way. That was the way that they were generally planted. So Hachamim would agree to Rabbi Akiva that if you have patches of dill or mustard, that if you're harvesting each one individually, that's the way they were planted originally. So you have to consider each small little patch its own field. And also, the Tosfot Yom Tov asks a question on our Mishnah in general. Why is this Mishnah obligated in Pe'ah in the first place? We mentioned in the first Perek there are five qualifications for Pe'ah that a certain item has to have. And one of them was, Ulekitatoka Ahad, it's harvested, it's gathered at once, not at two different points of the season. So over here, seemingly, the item in question is ripening it at a different time period. Not all gathered at once, so why is it obligated at all? The Gra answers over here. He says that technically, the owner could have left the item that ripened quicker in the field for a little bit longer if he wanted to. It wouldn't have spoiled by the time he came to get, at that point, the produce that wasn't ripe, when that ripens eventually. It wouldn't have spoiled, it wouldn't have turned into some problem, but for his own convenience, he wanted to go out there and finish half the field while he still had the time and not do everything later on.